Each week the guys from Audio Sandwich give each other hypothetical scenarios, record it and upload it on the internet as if people would actually care. They call it
Scenario Brothers.
Hi and welcome to Scenario Brothers. My name's Adam.
My name's Sean.
Podcast about hyperkickers. Podcast about hyperkickers. Hyperkickers, have you seen them?
No, what are hyperkickers?
They're shoes.
Are they really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of them, hypothetically, they might exist, and we do hypothetical scenarios.
Sounds a bit sexy, you know, a bit plain, but, you know, it's out there.
Plain or sexy.
Plain or sexy.
You can't be both.
You can.
Now, who's plain and sexy?
Whoopi Goldberg. She's plain and sexy, isn't she?
She's not sexy. Do you get a chub when you watch Sister Act 2?
Oh, Sister Act 1, maybe.
What was the one when she was with the dinosaur? What was that one? T-Rex or something?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, that was okay when she was, you know, on the back of the mountain, the dinosaur.
How many flogs did you give that?
Has she ever been in a naked scene? Whoopi. Have you ever seen, like, you know, just because, you know, she's Whoopi.
I know you'll be searching right after we finish this. Or maybe during.
During, yes.
Hey?
Yeah, but has she ever been in a naked scene? Like, you know, there are actors out there or actresses out there that haven't been in naked scenes. Like, Whoopi, would you like to see her in a naked scene?
No, thanks.
No?
Obviously you would.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
So if there was, hypothetically, if there was a full...
A full
Whoopi scene.
Yeah. I'll be at the cinema in the front line.
What, masturbating?
Not masturbating.
Have you ever masturbated in the cinema?
Maybe Club X, that cinema there. on the front
What
seat.
Was showing?
Oh, bloody sex movie.
Citizen Kane.
No, there was a guy a couple of rows behind masturbating. Everybody was doing
Fuck off, really?
Everybody was doing it, mate.
Everyone was doing it, so you just flopped it out.
You got to join the...
Don't you feel weird, though?
Not really. You're watching a bloody sex movie. Who cares?
Yeah, but like this guy behind you who can see you wanking,
and I can see the guy in front of me wanking, you know?
So there was another guy in front of you.
Yeah, there was...
I thought you were at the front.
I was at the front, yeah.
Yeah, so how many people were in the cinema?
It would have been probably about 5 or 6.
All going.
Everybody was hammering tonguing it, mate. It's like I walked...
Do you say anything to each other? Like, hey how you done or how you going?
You're missing out, mate.
Like, was this during the day or at night?
It was midday-ish.
Midday. Yeah. So you're like, oh, I need a wank. I'm going to go into this cinema and have a wank.
Pretty much, yeah.
With a bunch of dudes.
Oh, not a bunch of dudes. A bunch is a lot.
Yeah, but what if their spray got on you?
They wouldn't have. They were aiming down, I think.
How do you know? Did you go, hey, boys, everyone's aiming down, right? Because I'm going to sit here. Like, you'd sit in the back, if anything.
Nah.
Why are you at the front?
So I can get a good view of the movie. I was only about 17. I was only about 17.
How bad's your eyesight?
No, I was only about 17, so, you know.
So you're underage, you got in.
Underage, got in, you know.
How'd you get in?
I ditched school that day.
And you got in because you ditched school?
No, I ditched school, went to the city and everything like that as a loner.
Yeah.
As you do, you know.
As a guy that would masturbate with a bunch of dudes in a movie, yeah.
Yeah, well,
things... As loners do.
No, at the end of the day, you've got to experiment things once, once in your life.
You got to experiment things once.
Yes.
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
So how did you get in? You were 17.
17.
Yeah, 17. 17. 17. 17.
Yeah, I brought a change of clothes.
Made you older. Did you have a fake mustache? Nah. Did you and another just, short man stand on
the... I'm probably assuming the guy that was at the counter, because it was a quiet day, probably thought straight, you know, that I looked a bit older.
Because it was a quiet day, you looked older.
No, because, you know, most people are at school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So he probably thought that I was 18, just overage, you know what I mean? Just barely overage. He asked for my ID. I showed him my learners.
Yes.
And because I was turning 18 that year, he assumed I was already 18. He just saw the year.
Mm.
So he didn't bother checking, you know, properly. And you know? He's like, oh, yeah, no problem. So I'm like, oh, sweet, first time in.
Just fucking pants down, start first jacking off miserable never,
you know, had that. Yeah, pretty much, you know. Like, no, I went to the talk, take a slash, and I saw a guy.
How many other guys were in there taking a slash?
There was a guy in a cubicle, I remember, just behind me, just fucking...
Wanking.
Masturbating. Yeah, masturbating.
Really? What's a masturbate?
There was a guy in a corner, you know, back cubicle area corner, and I walked
How did
in,
you know he was masturbating?
Because he had his dong out.
Yeah, well, so did you.
But
you
no, but this is in the toilet.
Yeah, so were you with your dick out?
He was shaking it more than 3 times.
Oh, come on, mate.
Obviously, you can...
You must have had a good look. He was having a wank. He was just learning how to do it.
I think the guy was just learning, but because he had his eyes closed, terminology for a sex act of, you know... Hammer and tongs with the, you know, with your hand. Self.
Hammer and tongs with your head.
You know, go and hack with your own, with yourself, you know, pleasuring yourself.
Masturbating, yeah.
Masturbating, yeah. People like to say.
Do they?
But when you close one eye, it's called masturbating.
Oh, is that a joke?
No.
This is where you leading up to that joke?
Yeah, I was leading up to that.
But why is it masturbating?
Because you closed one eye.
But how? Why?
It's a W. It's a, like M is backwards, like upside down. It's W.
What?
Upside down M is a W. Is this a
comedy bit?
Yeah, this is a funny punchline, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's masturbating.
It's not funny, though.
Why isn't it funny?
Because it doesn't even make sense.
It does to me.
Just because you fucked up a word, you try to... it's actually a term for it.
Yeah.
You ready for this? Get the drums ready. Were you on AA at Saturday? No, Red Faces any time? No. Back masturbating?
No, but...
Anyway, so...
I wasn't pluck a duck or anything like that, no.
You're plucking your own duck in a cinema with five dudes.
Yes.
Yeah. Proud of yourself?
Oh, I couldn't afford to fucking go into it.
Masturbate at home. I couldn't afford it.
No, I got into the cinema for nothing because it was like, you know, it was free.
It was free, half price.
It was free. That's right. I remember it was free during lunchtime hours.
Free wanks. Is that what they said?
No.
Dude, outside.
And they had shows every hour.
Oh, yes.
You know, every hour they had a show.
Was this your first wank?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really? 17?
17, yeah.
You didn't masturbate till you were 17?
No. Well, when did you masturbate?
Oh, fuck. 13, 12, maybe?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Mine would have been, about 17 when I was into there.
When did you have sex?
I had sex 17 and 9 months.
In that cinema, didn't you?
No, not in that cinema. Watching the footy. Grand final.
You just have to be watching something when you ejaculate, don't you? You need something on the background.
You're going to have background.
You should go too quick. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They did a movie after me, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Did they?
Yeah, mate.
Where you stole cars?
No, the cars represent sperm. And it's
Who's
gone.
Who's Nicolas Cage represent? Your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he does.
So you flopped out your Nicolas and just masturbated.
And just fucking went in 60 seconds.
With some five guys.
Yeah.
So let me guess. So you walk in. You've never masturbated in your life.
No.
You walk into the cinema.
Mm.
So, did you know that that's what people do? Or did you see guys masturbating like, oh, maybe I should have a wank?
I was feeling frisky watching a movie.
You're feeling frisky, were you? Old timer?
Yeah, this is
bit randy.
This is the best place to see what it's like.
Yeah.
So, I did it.
So, yeah, okay, fair enough.
You know, at the end of the day, you got to see what it's like. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I've never done it before.
Yeah.
So, I thought this is the best place to see, you know, like, it seems like a normal place to, you know, to flop your tongue. But speaking of this, you know, scenario, speaking of like, we are on a scenario, what if, and hypothetical.
Is that a segue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good at doing the segues. I've got one to lay on you, Adam, this week.
Mm-hmm. What was playing in the cinema?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
With Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, it was
cool. Bring it back. Whoopi. And that's been the podcast. Sean's first masturbation. When he was 17 and 9 months.
No, that
with
was...
five guys.
No, I wasn't 17 and 9 months. That was when I had lost my virginity. 17 and 9 months. Get your facts right. Haven't you been watching the show?
Watch it. What have I watched it?
You've been listening. Haven't you been listening to the
watching
show?
Watching something while I have a wank. So if you like to... Maybe you can listen to this podcast while you have a wank. It's just a rabbit it is. So what do you got, Sean? Have you got an hypothetical?
I have got a hypothetical.
Oh, thank God.
All right, picture this.
What? Hypothetical?
Hypothetical. You're picture pathetical. This, all right? You're pathetical.
All right, so picture. We're doing hypotheticals. That's what the podcast is about.
Yes. Picture this.
If you just joined us, yes. You want to skip all that stuff, or you just went for a wank in the toilet with
maybe,
your eyes closed.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, picture this, all right?
Yeah.
You've been given the last cheeseburger on earth. You've been handed the last cheeseburger on earth. What do you do?
What do you mean?
What do you do? Like, if you've been given the last cheeseburger, the last ever made cheeseburger, they weren't bringing out anymore.
The last ever made.
The last cheeseburger. If it was the last cheeseburger on earth.
Why are they not making anymore?
Out of stock. But they just can't.
Out of stock of what?
They just can't afford cheese, meat, buns, and it was just like the last cheeseburger.
What happened to all the cows?
They're not there.
What do you mean they're not there?
They're not there.
What happened to the cows?
They've gone.
Gone where?
They're dead.
How did they die?
Fucking, I don't know.
Well, you got the scenario going. You got to think, oh, hang on, I got a scenario. It's a cheeseburger. What's in a cheeseburger? Hang on a sec, bit of research this. Cow, yeah, meat, yeah, beef, yeah, cheeseburger. Cheese. That comes from cows as well. So maybe I should think where the cows went.
No. All right. The cows have all contracted a disease, a virus. They've contracted some sort of form of cow herpes.
Right. You can't die from herpes, but anyway.
No, but they're... severely toxic to humans.
What, the cows?
Yeah, like say...
But they still exist.
They still exist,
so,
but...
But they're like toxic
cows.
Yeah,
so if we eat them, we're fucked. So now we're on the last bender. There's like...
Last bender we'll get smashed,
there's two more cows left.
Okay, two more cows.
Two more cows left.
That aren't toxic.
That aren't toxic. And
so cows are still all around.
Still around.
But we can't have...
We haven't come across with an immunization yet to cover the toxicness of the cows.
Yeah.
Because they're just crossbreed. They're just breeding and they're just carrying the virus.
Yeah, so it's down the line, toxic cows.
Yeah, toxic cows.
Clouds.
No, cows.
So if it rains, we're dead too.
No, toxic cows. Yes. All right? And there's two cows left.
Yes.
Now, you've been handed the last cheeseburger because the other meat is left over for other things, you know what I mean? Like, you got your steak, you got your, you know what I mean? The other two cows that are left, they've been cut up in proportions.
They've got the last two cows on Earth.
Yeah.
That aren't toxic.
Aren't toxic.
They can't breed? Or
they can't breed. Because they just killed them.
They've killed them?
They just killed them for the meat, you know what I mean?
They just killed them
for the meat.
Was it in the fridge?
It was in the fridge. It was cow. Yeah.
So they had like little stocks.
Yeah, stock of hanging cows. Up. Hanging up, you know, on the ring in the fridge.
On the ring, yeah.
And you've just cut up the meat. They've given you the last patty. That's all there ever is. No more hamburgers, no more nothing, no this, no that, you know what I mean? The other bits of meat are gone to, you know, other franchises. There's like, you know, steaks and people that
What's
are,
a franchise?
Like other people.
Who got the steaks?
Somebody Outback restaurant, you know.
Yeah.
He's been given the last steak, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do with it. He's probably just going to sit down and have a glass of red wine and just eat it, you know what I mean?
Why don't I get the steak? What am I going to cheat for?
You're a hamburger outlet.
What do you mean? Oh,
You work at a hamburger shop.
Okay, what's my shop called?
Burgers are better at McMarty's.
That's a fucking long name for a fucking burger joint.
Exactly.
Should I just call it McMarty's?
All right, call it McMarty's. Okay. All right, yeah.
So I own
McMarty's.
I own McMarty's.
Yeah, and you've been given
the last cheeseburger.
What do you do? You've got the skills. You've got the knowledge.
What skills do I need to be handed a cheeseburger?
No, but you've got the knowledge to scientifically experiment and do tests and run all that sort of stuff. You've got the equipment.
What do you mean? I'm a scientist.
But you got people that can do that sort of shit if you want to.
At McMarty's.
Yeah, McMarty's. Because
I've got 60-year-old Timmy flipping burgers and fucking running the lab at the same time.
You make the best burgers in town.
But obviously, I just get meat from whoever fucking supplies the meat who gave me the fucking patty.
All right. Yeah. Well, if you want to get in that way. Right.
Well, no, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Why am I inventing meat?
No, not inventing meat. You're inventing different types of burgers.
Yeah, but I'm just adding shit to meat, aren't I?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you've been given that last patty.
Yes, we've got the last patty on Earth.
You chuck the, you know, buns, chuck it in the bun, put some cheese on it, bit of relish, you make a cheeseburger. That's your last ever burger. Last cheeseburger on Earth.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you sit down and enjoy it yourself? Or do you pass it on to your scientists? Do you find some scientists?
Why am I going to sign? What am I supposed to do? Clone fucking beef patties? Is that where you get? How are you going to clone a beef patty?
I don't know. You could run some stuff.
But it's not alive anymore.
Synthetic
why wouldn't the scientists try and clone those two fucking untoxic cows?
They're just dumb.
But I'm smarter.
Maybe you are. You do own McMarty's.
So the last cheeseburger, and everyone's like, I can't have a cheeseburger anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'll just make it out of lamb.
Yeah. Make it out of lamb.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger's a cheeseburger.
That's true. So it'd be lamb burgers.
No, it'd be a cheeseburger.
Yeah, but just different meat.
Actually, there's no cheese left, is there?
No.
Yeah, ghost cheese. Ghost cheese or fucking sheep cheese.
Can sheep have...
Cheese, yes.
No, but can you milk sheep?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah, there's sheep milk.
Is there really sheep milk?
Yeah,
so what, you just grab on an udder of a sheep and just...
Oh, I don't know how they get it, but they get it.
I know there's beaver milk.
What?
Beaver milk. In America, they've got beavers and they milk the beavers. Haven't you watched Simpsons? What? Bart has beaver milk once. Remember one of the...
I don't know whether that's true, but you're citing Simpsons as a fucking...
And rat milk?
Rat milk?
You can milk rats.
Well, yeah, whatever. What's that got to do with anything? You can milk a lot of things. You can milk humans. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know there was milk to come out of women's breasts.
No, but could you make cheese out of it?
Yeah, of course you could. So there's no cows. Mm. So there's no milk.
No.
As in cow milk.
No.
But there's milk from other things.
Mm.
Fucking almond milk, as hipsters would love. Goat's milk. Goat's cheese. So that's covered. Replace the meat with any animal.
Mm.
You could do it. And that's a cheeseburger.
That's true.
Tastes a little bit different, but They make tofu taste like burgers, like hamburgers these days.
They have, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you chill? Would you keep the same name?
A cheeseburger?
Yeah, would you still
call it just in honor of a cheeseburger.
So you still call it, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you could have iguana meat, couldn't you? And kangaroo meat?
You could, but I don't know why you would. Just isn't sheep, like sheep's, they're not toxic in this world, are they?
No.
Yeah.
Is sheep meat the same as, would sheep, have you ever tasted sheep meat?
So no, you don't know what sheep meat is?
Sheep meat is, I just realized just now, is lamb meat.
Yeah, lamb. Yeah, yeah. Lamb. Are you happy with that?
I'm happy with that, mate. That's a pretty good thing. Because what I was thinking, what I'd do, I'd be selfish.
Mm.
I would.
I could still eat it.
Yeah, it's But I don't know if I'd.
Because you couldn't, you couldn't sell it.
No, because you've already made it.
No, but I don't think it would be worth like just because the last cheeseburger.
You'd probably sell it for $1 million.
Why? Because it's beef.
It's the last, exactly the last ever beef cheeseburger. People would go crazy over it. The public. Like, highest bid.
How fresh is it?
People will probably put it in the fucking.
You said I just made it.
You just made it, yeah.
Why wouldn't I keep it frozen until someone bought it?
Maybe you just made it.
Why wouldn't I keep it frozen?
I don't know. You don't. Maybe.
Why wouldn't you keep it frozen?
I don't know.
No, well, would you? So do you get it frozen or what?
No, you get it, you just made
unfrozen.
It. Unfrozen.
Surely they give it to you frozen, wouldn't they?
Probably would.
I don't know.
I don't know. How would they?
I don't know. You're telling me stories.
No, they give it to you normal.
Normal.
Yeah, and you've cooked it.
Already cooked.
It's already cooked.
They've give it to you cooked.
No, man, you've cooked it yourself. So I don't know.
What? I've cooked it now. Have I cooked it?
You've cooked the meat, yeah.
Why would I cook it, though?
To put it on your burger. You've just made a
burger. My burger?
You've made a burger.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger.
Yes. Like
some relish sauce on a, you know.
Relish sauce?
Which is like tomato-y sauce. You like your relishy sort of.
Do I put cheese on it?
Yes.
Yeah. Where do I get the cheese from?
From your fridge.
Yeah, where does that cheese come from? Is this the last slice of cheese?
Yes, last everything.
So this is the last
cow. There's only two cows. You know what I mean? You got to give them rations.
Yeah.
You had a small ration of supplies. And you're on your last beef patty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be selfish, and I'd probably I wouldn't be selfish. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'd probably sell. I'll eat half of it, or I'd either eat half of it just to taste. Yeah, a couple bites of it. You know what I mean?
It's a cheeseburger, dude. It's not like the fucking holy grail.
I think it would be the holy grail. Do you know how many bids you get on that on eBay?
You can't sell it on eBay for starts.
You can.
You can't sell food like that on eBay.
Why can't you?
Go sell a cheeseburger on eBay right now and see what happens.
There's no last cheeseburgers.
How are you going to send it?
What do you mean? Send it via mail.
Just in an envelope.
No, in a parcel.
In a parcel?
Yeah.
In a box.
In a box. You can cryogenize that shit, can't you?
So you'd eat half of this cheeseburger.
And then sell
half. Yeah. So someone's buying half a cheeseburger. How much are you going to get for half a cheeseburger?
Half a million.
Half a million.
You figure $1 million for a whole cheeseburger.
Well, you're the one valuated it at the
million. Yeah, yeah.
So and half a million.
Half a million for half a cheeseburger.
For a stale,
yeah.
Half-eaten cheeseburger, someone's going to give you a fucking
so they can mental the fucking, dollars. Do you know how rare that would be? It's like a fucking rare fucking platinum fucking signed fucking Justin Bieber CD. It is rare shit, man.
It's a Justin Bieber CD.
I'm saying this is rare. So you get half.
It's rare. Okay,
it's rare. You're the only one in possession of it. So that shit would sell like fucking hotcakes.
But why would you?
That shit would sell like hotcakes. That's what I.
How much do hotcakes go for these days? Millions.
No, but I'm saying it's a figure of speech.
Is it? Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd,
at McMarty's, is that McMarty's, where I sell hotcakes?
You sell hotcakes.
Yes. Like hotcakes.
Yes.
They're pretty popular.
They are.
So you eat, why do you eat half of the cheeseburger?
You want to enjoy it yourself, have like a couple of bites.
It's just a cheeseburger, man.
Yeah, but it's the only...
Like, I love my burgers. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, the burgers are better at McMarty's.
Exactly. That's why I started my burger joint.
Yeah, I know. But,
like I said, there's other meats. Like, yeah, they're not going to... Nothing compares to you, beef.
Mm.
But, yeah, there's other meats.
But you'd want to have it. Like, honestly, if you've just made it...
Like, I don't...
If it's
when's the last time you bought a cheeseburger?
The other day.
Why do I have to make a cheeseburger, though?
I bought a hash brown cheeseburger.
What do you mean?
From Hungry Jack's.
You put a hash brown in it?
Yeah. Yum.
From Peggy's Pete's.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be a cheeseburger, though?
Because that's what you've made.
Yeah, but I could add anything to it, couldn't I?
Then what do you want to make? You're the one making the burger. I told you it's a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Is that your favourite burger?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It is. It's a bloody brilliant burger. Just plain and simple.
Yeah, like you.
Cheese.
So, yeah, you'd eat half of it for some reason.
And sell the other half.
Yeah, for $500,000, you reckon?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Listeners, write in. Honestly, I want to hear some feedback. ScenarioBrosPod@outlook.com or Twitter or Facebook. How much you pay for a half-eaten cheeseburger, the last half-eaten cheeseburger on Earth? How much you'd pay?
I reckon some people would pay $500,000 for sure.
No way.
You put it up there, you sell it. You know, it's memorabilia on an actual, like
the memorabilia. So you're stuffing it, putting it on the wall.
Put it in a case, mount it, you know, and have, you know.
Yeah, because meat stays, and once it's in a case, no, but there's, beautiful.
Can't you get, like, you get an injection, and you.
Injection what?
You inject the meat, so with it doesn't go fucking moldy or anything like that.
Do you? Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and then you can put it up there, memorabilia.
Yeah.
This is the last ever beef cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Last ever cheese. Who cares if the cheese goes green or anything like that or whatever. But it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Good memorabilia for any food lovers out there.
Yeah, maybe you could put that money towards bringing the cows back.
Nah.
No, you wouldn't. You just spend it.
Spend it.
Yeah, you could make more cheese.
And then that $500,000,
yeah,
I can open up another franchise. Maybe a clothing store as well. I don't know, you know. I'm not going to open up a video store because they're going. Everybody needs clothes.
They're the cows of fucking our reality. Yeah. Video stores. Anyway, write in. Let us know. Give us your bids. I've been Adam.
I've been Sean.
And we'll see you next time. Stay safe, cows.
Yes.
Wherever you are.
Scenario Brothers.
Still hungry? Then check out our other podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search Audio Sandwich or visit www.audiosandwich.com. It is the best thing on the internet since MySpace and porn.